There is an NSABP trial. It's like a phase two study. I think they're trying to get about 90 patients where they're actually going to take people with minimal or asymptomatic primaries and do what you just said, which is treat them with systemic therapy with, I think, FOLFOX and bevacizumab and see whether they can avoid these patients having surgery. What about the issue of resectable hepatic metastases? Can you talk about sort of how you view that? That seems to be an area that's changed a lot in the last few years in terms of a lot more excitement about that. What's your sort of overall approach to following patients, to picking up hepatic metastases, and then the approach to managing them?
Well, I think it's become a whole new disease. And I think that a multidisciplinary approach to these patients is essential because historically we've had one drug, 5-FU, and 5-FU only worked maybe 20-30% of the time. So most patients that had metastatic disease were really not candidates for hepatectomy. We're now seeing response rates of up to 80%. And so many patients, actually many more patients, are becoming candidates for hepatic resection. Having said that, the question is, we've got great drugs, but there's certainly a lot of enthusiasm on the part of the medical oncologist if they're seeing a response to continue to treat until the tumor disappears. I have a lot of concern, and so do many other surgeons, because what we're seeing now are much sicker livers. As a result of prolonged use of chemotherapy, the liver becomes steatotic, becomes congested. It has this kind of bluish discoloration. And I think that those patients are likely to have a higher complication rate. And my preference is that the medical oncologist works very closely with the surgeon, that the patient is followed, and that resectable lesions be resected as soon as the surgeon feels they can do a resection with a negative margin, and perhaps sandwich the surgery between chemotherapy rather than treating the patient until the tumors disappear and then referring the patient to the surgeon, or even worse than that, referring the patient to the surgeon once the tumors start reappearing 14, 16 months after completion of treatment. And this really has become a huge issue because it is, I imagine, quite difficult for a medical oncologist when they're seeing a response to say, great, let's stop now. Let's get these lesions removed. Then we'll treat with more systemic therapy. But I think that we're going to have more data based on the EORTC randomized trial that was presented at ASCO this year by Bernard Norlinger concerning the issue of neoadjuvant versus adjuvant. And until we have the final results from that study, I think that both surgeons and medical oncologists need to be aware of the fact that patients respond the majority of the time with these agents, but to not wait too long when the hepatotoxicity sets in.
How often is it possible to convert a patient from being unresectable or difficult to resect to resectable or easier to resect with chemotherapy?
The definition of resectability varies from one institution to the next. We also have other ways. There are so many different options now to treating patients with multiple liver metastasis, whether it's a staged resection, whether it's radiofrequency ablation or microwave ablation. There are many different options. So I think that the word resectable and the word surgical management varies from one institution to the next. If we look specifically at resection, which is the modality that has the longest track record that has been shown to improve survival, and there are numerous large studies that have confirmed that hepatic resection improves survival, and there are numerous studies that have shown that hepatic resection is superior to any other modality, such as ablation of liver metastasis. So if we look specifically at hepatic resection, the initial series reported by Renee Adam over 10 years ago demonstrated that up to 15% of patients with unresectable disease became resectable. I think that there are many series now that are showing that perhaps up to 20 or even 25% of patients with unresectable disease become resectable. However, if you combine some of the other modalities, such as radiofrequency ablation or staged resections, that number is likely to even be higher.